Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Now, I know some people get so steamed up when, like, the word of the year is run by a phrase, like in 2019 when it was climate emergency, right? Well, yeah. Pedants, prepare to be outraged.
I'm ready. As
New Zealand's bird of the year for 2021 is revealed as the Pekka Pekka Longtail Bat.
Oh.
It's one of only a few land mammals in New Zealand.
So it's not a bird?
No, it's tiny. Has a body. It has a body size of a thumb and a wingspan of a typical hand. Controversially, the conservationist group Forest and Bird decided to include it in the contest this year, and it went on to win with a comfortable 3,000 vote lead. They said, we thought we'll include them in Bird of the Year because there's only two bat species in New Zealand, so having a bat of the year wouldn't be very exciting.
They just take it in turns.
Yeah, so, you know, and fair enough. I mean, bats have had some bad press of recent times.
Definitely.
So, you know, but best they check those competition rules. Otherwise, next year's winner may be, I don't know, the entire Air New Zealand fleet or possibly some dude in a wingsuit. I know.
Come on. But the bats won't know if there's not a bat of the year. You know what I mean?
Neither do
the birds know. So you don't have to think that they're going to miss out. They're going to be upset if they miss out.
They're not going to be offended.
They don't
know.
Right.
I just think somebody's just standing up for the bats. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Just maybe rename your competition. Winged thing of the year or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Flying mammal of the year. I don't know.
Something. We'll workshop
that.
We'll
work on it. Okay.
Yeah. You got some news to share. Yeah, things have happened since you've been away.
Well, yes, I got engaged on the weekend.
Wow, look at that. Congratulations. I wonder what it was.
Thank
it was
you.
Blinding me with the light from the other side of the desk. Lovely.
Yes, have a ring on now.
There you go. So now we know why you're away, amongst other things.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Anyway, I was working yesterday, but... whatever.
Well, there you go. So, well, as one boss said to me at one stage, you can't be happy all your life. So, there you go.
Oh, wow. Okay. It ends here.
All right. So, now you're the horsey one. So, it is the day for you. We're expecting,
apparently.
We're expecting your expert tips out of this because it is Lexus Melbourne Cup Day live from midday.
It is.
For those that want to get involved.
Yep.
Not forcing it on anyone. But if you want to tune in at lunch, we'll cross to Flemington where Matthew Hill will be calling the action. Now, talking odds, I've had a little look, right? It seems incentivise is where a whole lot of money is right now. In fact, they're saying this is the winner of the Caulfield Cup, and this one has the shortest odds since Farlap.
Yeah,
if you believe
I heard
the hype.
That, yeah.
There's a $2 something, which is, yeah, very, very short odds indeed. So that is well and truly the favourite.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's meant to mean anything or not, because a lot of the time the favourite, well, actually most of the time the favourite doesn't win.
That's right. But, look, that's where the money's going.
Yep.
If you follow jockeys, champion jockey Damien Oliver is riding number 7, Delphi, if that one helps you. And if you like to follow star trainers, then I know Gay Waterhouse is involved in a couple this year, fielding number 11, Knight's Order, and 24, Sir Lucan.
Okay.
So there's a
Some
few options
quality
out there.
Trainers and riders.
But as we often say when it comes to the Melbourne Cup Day, anything could win. You honestly just don't know. So if you really want the best odds, like, and I mean the best returns, the longest odds are number 20, Future Score, paying $201
Whoa.
For a win. So that'd be a very handy return from, like, even if you dropped $20 on that one,
that'd
be nice if it came together.
Yeah.
So, look, good luck all round. Or if you're not going to, then enjoy your lunch.
Yep.
Not listening to what's going on.
Yep.
And then you can tune back in at like 5 minutes past midday and we'll be back to regular.
Something for everyone.
Exactly right. Hey, and congrats, Ethan Carter. I don't know if you've been following this story on Ethan Carter, who landed in Australia yesterday with the first of those international flights since they stopped the quarantines. He was the one that was pleading to be allowed into WA to visit his mum. And he's been authorised entry by the commish, Chris Dawson. They've given him an exemption to come into WA. He'll still have to quarantine when he gets here. But there you go, obviously.
You just need a bit of airtime.
Sometimes, getting onto Sunrise or whoever it happens to be can open doors around these parts. Anyway, it's some good news.
It is good news, So, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are very upset that
it's
similar positions that haven't been allowed in.
Who didn't get the airtime to make the difference, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, hopefully this will only last for a few more months and then we don't have to talk about it anymore and everyone will be allowed.
Yeah. I feel that may be wishful thinking, but Let's,
everybody get your jabs
something.
And that's, then that's exactly, all we have to do.
Well, we're heading into a jab fest. I don't know what they're calling it.
Jab fest? Let's get a jab fest.
Is it a mega vax weekend? Like there's going to be Bunnings locations that have got them. There's going to be all sorts of places where you can get vax to try. Because I think we hit 80% of the first jabs.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of pushing through now to the next lot.
Yeah, well, surely if everyone's got the first one, you may as well get the second.
Exactly.
Like, don't just go,
exactly
well.
Exactly right. And 80's the magic figure.
Yeah.
So let's push for
Keep
it.
Keep going.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Well, the Mantra Arts Festival got underway on the weekend, and there'll be even more happening over the coming weekend with workshops and walking tours and performances and plenty more.
Awesome.
Keep an eye on mantra.wa.gov.au for details on that. Now, Sunday was Halloween or All Hallows Eve. Yesterday was All Hallows Day, which is also known as All Saints Day, celebrating all saints, known or unknown. But the celebrations continue with All Souls Day. That's today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's a day to pray for the souls of the dearly departed.
Right.
But since, I guess, All Saints Day and All Souls Day don't, you know, involve dressing up or lollies, they get less press. they don't get as much detail.
Well, we
or
could
attention.
Dress up, you know. We could get lollies.
I suppose. We could just make it part of the whole festival.
Yeah.
It's a lolly feast. Anyway, just so you know, it's all part of the process.
Cool.
And also, obviously, it's Melbourne Cup Day for those who choose to participate. The Lexus Melbourne Cup jumps at noon. And we'll be once again live here on Coast FM.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Crossing live to race three at Flemington with Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry to say, but Christmas is on. Mariah Carey, a.k.a. the Queen of Christmas, has called it. Christmas has begun at the stroke of midnight for the 1st of November yesterday. Mariah Carey posted this video online, smashing pumpkins up with a candy cane to announce the end of Halloween and the start of Christmas.
It's it begins.
Yep, here it is. Oprah's also released her favourite things for 2021 list, so it's all her favourite Christmas gifts. So it's happening. We can't stop it now. Adele has revealed the track list for her upcoming album, 30. The album has 12 songs and, of course, features Easy On Me and a song with possibly my favourite title ever, I Drink Wine. Good to know, Adele.
Nice.
Adele's album 30 is out on the 19th of November. A new Garfield animated movie is in the works featuring Chris Pratt as the lasagna-loving feline.
Oh.
This means Chris Pratt is now the voice of Garfield and Mario because he's already signed to be Mario in the upcoming Super Mario Brothers animated film. So he's the voice of basically every character for next year.
I can see a lot of crossover, though. That makes sense.
What, Garfield and Mario being the same person?
They're totally
very
the same.
Similar.
Yeah. You never see him in the same universe, do you?
That's true.
Yeah.
You're onto something. A trailer has been released for a new disaster movie starring Halle Berry. Now, the same director that brought us Independence Day, 2012, and The Day After Tomorrow is in charge of this flick. So
we're talking epic disaster.
He knows what he's doing. It's called Moonfall and, of course, stars Halle Berry and Donald Sutherland as they discover the moon isn't what we think it is.
July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
In school, you were taught that Apollo 11 lost contact with the world for 2 minutes. Not true. They found something on that day that they kept him for 50 years. And now, it's too late to stop.
In breaking news, the governor has just ordered the mass evacuation of the entire West Coast.
Moving to higher ground is the only possible chance of surviving.
Stay awake, my brothers and sisters! Stay awake! Stay awake.
Are we dead?
No, we are just inside the moon.
That might be the greatest sentence anyone's ever said.
We're inside the moon. Wow. Okay. Moonfall debuts in theatres in February. And there's lots of drama at the moment. You've probably heard Zayn Malik and the Hadid family.
Yeah.
There's been a lot going on. Anyway, Zayn has pleaded no contest to charges of harassment earlier this month following an alleged dispute with his now former partner, Gigi Hadid's mother, Yolanda Hadid. So she alleges that he grabbed and shoved her into a dresser, causing mental anguish and physical pain. So in addition to the pleas, Malik has agreed to 90 days probation for each count. So that's a total of 360 days. And he's agreed to attend anger management classes. And since then, Zayn and Gigi have split. They do share one-year-old daughter Kai together. So lots of drama.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.